a family's loss, an entire community's pain.
I think we all should, before we go to bed, take a look at our children and recognize how lucky we are to have them and pray this doesn't happen to us and say a prayer for the young boy and for his family.
It was Libby Kletsky's first time walking home alone from day camp. And though his parents showed him the route, the 8-year-old got lost and stopped to ask for directions.
In a neighborhood so protective, the NYPD immediately declared a level one search, usually done only when a child is gone for 24 hours. 5,000 volunteers searched Borough Park block by block. 2 days later, surveillance cameras led police to a loner who lived in his parents' attic. The door was open when police got there and saw bloody carving knives and towels and asked Levy Aaron, where's the boy?
The autopsy showed that the 8-year-old was knocked out with a lethal cocktail of drugs, powerful painkillers, and muscle relaxants before being smothered with a towel.
Today, Levy Aaron is on 24-hour suicide watch at Rikers. Insanity, the likely defense. His lawyers say his written confession was coerced by police. Around New York, at last count, 76 stores now display a green safe haven sticker to help lost children. The legacy of Libby Kletsky. Wayne Cabot, WCBS 880 News.